This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Sikkim and the entire Northeast are emerging as a shining chapter in India's progress. Addressing the Sikkim at 50 event virtually today, the Prime Minister asserted that the centre is fully supporting Sikkim in its growth. He said Sikkim is to be the global tourist destination. Reaffirming his inclusive development agenda, the Prime Minister said, in 2014 we gave the slogan of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He said it is necessary to do a balanced development of every state and region of the nation to make India Vikasit.
2014 में सरकार में आने के बाद मैंने कहा था सबका साथ सबका विकास भारत को विकसित बनाने के लिए देश का संतुलित विकास बहुत जरूरी है भारत के हर राज्य हर क्षेत्र की अपनी एक खासियत है इसी भावना के तहत बीते दशक में हमारी सरकार नॉर्थ ईस्ट को विकास के केंद्र में लाई है हमें एक्ट ईस्ट के संकल्प पर एक्ट फास्ट की सोच के साथ काम कर रहे हैं
The Prime Minister virtually laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Sikkim. The projects include a new 500-bedded district hospital worth over 750 crore rupees in Namchi district and a passenger ropeway at Sangacholing. The Prime Minister will also visit West Bengal today, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will visit Bihar and inaugurate the new terminal building of Patna Airport this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Make in India is an essential component in national security and has played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor. Addressing the CII Annual Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said, India has redesigned and redefined both its strategy and response against terrorism.
आतंकवाद का कारोबार चलाना कास्ट इफेक्टिव नहीं है बल्कि उसकी एक भारी कीमत अदा करनी पड़ सकती है इसका अनुमान आज पाकिस्तान को हो चुका है हमने आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की स्ट्रेटजी और रिस्पांस दोनों को रीडिजाइन और रीडिफाइन किया है हमने पाकिस्तान के साथ अपने एंगेजमेंट और स्कोप ऑफ डायलॉग को रीकैलिब्रेट किया है अब जब भी बात होगी केवल आतंकवाद पर बात होगी पीओके पर बात होगी और किसी दूसरे मुद्दे पर पाकिस्तान के साथ बात नहीं होगी
As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The delegation, led by DMK MP K. Kanimori, met with senior officials from Greece's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, including Deputy Minister Tasos Chatzivasilio, key members of the Greek Parliament, leading policy experts and the media. In a focused session with members of the Greece-India Parliamentary Friendship Group and the Committee on Defence and Foreign Affairs, the Indian delegation underscored New Delhi's uncompromising approach towards terrorism. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who is leading an all-party delegation in Panama today, reaffirmed India's firm stance against terrorism and underlined that the country will not turn the other cheek and will respond to any further attack.
This terrorist action was in pursuance of a cynical set of objectives that sadly only the Pakistani military seems to want to pursue. To undermine our country, to undermine the Kashmiri economy, which was booming with tourism, and by a terrorist attack, they knew they could stop tourists coming. And indeed, there has been a dramatic collapse in tourism in the weeks afterwards, which we hope can be reversed. But that too is an objective only of our nation's enemies.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri led the Indian delegation along with Deputy NSA Pawan Kapoor for the interagency discussions on the India-US Compact, catalyzing opportunities for military partnership, accelerated commerce and technology for the 21st century. The discussions at the White House in Washington focused on implementing the Trust Initiative, taking forward cooperation in the defense and energy domains and strengthening the Quad, IMEEC and I2U2 initiatives. And with that, we end this news bulletin.